I've just gotten back from the conference in Nashville, and we listened for 2 days to some of the most incredible exposure of the, deeds of darkness, of the events that are occurring in the world right now, the satanic darkness, the secret societies, the coming of Antichrist, the global deception. All these things, they're biblical revelations that God has given to us. God has given us the heads up. God has given us the absolute insight that we need. As a matter of fact, I believe he gives us preemption. That God gives to us the accurate, infallible, irrevocable information about actual days in human history that have not yet arrived. But they are coming. As a matter of fact, one-third of the New Testament prophecy deals with exposing satanic sequence, satanic agenda, the events, the approach. And there is a linear, progressive, evolutionary development in the satanic, goal to bring deception, deceit, seduction to billions. The goal ultimately, obviously revealed in Revelation 12, to lead the whole world astray. In response to all of this, satanic ritual abuse, signs, counterfeit signs, wonders and miracles in the skies, on the ground, the deception of demonic presence coming into bedrooms and into lives and voices and just listening to all of the radical darkness is pretty, amazing. Another thing that I think is amazing after the conferences, and I've been to, three in the last 30 days or so, in Michigan, in St. Louis, and here in the Nashville conference where many speakers unleashed. And so I would hope that you can go, depending on who the listeners are right now. As a matter of fact, let me say, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And when I say that, I'm telling you about a website that has many, many things. Listen, very busy. Take your time, go down the middle, little by little by little, like a book. And there are hundreds of MP3s, there are updated things, there are live radio dates. And this is simply a broadcast recorded to, we used it to give, and I didn't get to bring all of it out in the depth that I wanted to at the conferences. Because I believe for believers in Christ, now I know that there are Satanists that listen and psychics that listen and remote viewers that tap in and there are seekers and, those who do recon. Well, this one is particularly for anyone everywhere that are believers in Christ. And probably about 70 countries around the world are downloading these. And we're grateful that there are believers in Russia and China and Europe and England and South America, South Africa, Barbados, and all across Canada and United States. And many of you, have listened for some time. I've met some of you at the conferences, and it is a great privilege to be here and to be with you. But I want you to know that the compelling factor is the Spirit of God, and that in all of the radical evil issues that we unveil, that we bring exposure to in obedience to Ephesians 5, to the calling that we have, and into preaching all of Scripture and not just some, all of prophetic Scripture about the second coming, but also about what God has revealed about the satanic agenda and the unprecedented, unequaled rise of that presence in the world today. And we've seen nothing yet in comparison to what is to come. So in the midst of all the darkness, globalism, economic decline, destabilization, political ideology that is clearly influenced by the dark side. by the possibility that Antichrist has been born and is in political system, and that the day of massive revolt and chaos and anarchy is about to occur. The rise of Antichrist coming on the heels of that. And in those last 7 years, we're talking about over one-third of humanity dying. One-third of the earth, one-third of, well, everything. I mean, we're talking scorched earth, scorched everything. So in light of all of that, what do I do as a believer as I come daily to these broadcasts and in my life? What do I do? Listen, let me tell you something, and I pray that we're doing this in the context of all the messages. Unveiling the unequaled, unparalleled Christ, God in human flesh. I pray that we are unveiling the message of the ages, that God has communicated vastly. As a matter of fact, in the reading of Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26, 27, that the purpose behind prophetic writings involves the command of God that the gospel be preached, that all nations would repent and obey God, believe in Christ. God is all about redemption. God is all about, he loves humanity. God is all about invading a fallen world, corrupted in destruction with sin code, death code, satanic rites in the lives of every human. The realities of hell, the realities of separation from God, and all the blood and guts and pain that separation, that sin and radical evil brings. Well, listen, in that context, as a believer in Christ, I am, confessing that Jesus Christ is alive, that he's lived in me for 35 years, that I know the clothing and the power of the Spirit of God, that I know the compelling nature of the love of God, that I read the sum total of Scriptures, and it's about Christ, the centrality of Scriptures, Christ, the centrality of Revelation, Christ, the centrality of God's love, Christ, the centrality of God's revelation to mankind in a fallen, broken, rebellious world. Christ, Christ, Christ. And there is no one like him. We know and understand about the revelations of the Old Testament in the first coming, the absolute extraordinary birth, life, works, words, interactions. I mean, just read the Gospel of Mark. To see his compassion, to see his power, to see Christ, who is Emmanuel. This is Yahweh Adonai in human flesh. Ezekiel gives revelation of the end of days and wars. Isaiah gives massive revelation of both the first coming and the second coming. In Ezekiel 6, we have this incredible... I'm sorry, Isaiah 6, we have this incredible revelation in Isaiah chapter 6 that Isaiah the prophet sees the Lord high and lifted up. He sees the Lord Almighty, literally Yahweh Adonai. We read later in John's gospel that Isaiah saw Jesus. Listen, we're talking about the eternal God that would step into time and space, our time and space, in human flesh. The second chapter of Hebrews reveals that since the children have flesh and blood, he, referring to God, he too shared in their humanity. And it's all about tasting death, dealing with the one that had the power of death, and bringing destruction to that whole regime. And so may I present to you one of the great examples of a believer, a second-generation believer in the book of Acts. May I present to you someone who believes in Jesus, who knew Jesus, the same Christ that you as a believer right now would know, that I would know, the same living Christ. Now, Philip lived, almost 2,000 years ago. And what we see done in his life is doable right now. What we see in his life is the work of God in Christ, the power of the Spirit of God, and the manifest work of God in the obedient life of one believer that is simply doing the mission of God. See, in all of the information that all of us hear and all the information that we get into, we cannot lose light of what is the most important thing. And that is the mission of God. As a believer in Christ, worship is a privilege. My interaction with the living Christ, inseparable, unbroken, always there. Christ who never leaves me, never forsakes me. See, in my worship, I find joy, I find awe, I find this interaction, I find God's conscious living presence, that sense of manifest presence as I worship. And that could be done now, that could be done every day, that could be done collectively. That is because you and I are a temple of the Spirit of God, and we are able to daily, you know, walk and talk in fellowship with God. In the light of His Word, in all that we do, the living, inseparable, conscious presence of Christ. Jesus said, and when it came not only to our knowing Him, that He would come and live in us, John 17, but in the mission that He would give to us, that if we would go make disciples, and then baptize them, and then teach and disciple them, and the promise in the context of His will, of His mission, is that Christ would be with us to the very end of the ages. I believe that Jesus Christ's living, unfading, full presence in the life of every believer worldwide is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that what you read in the book of Acts concerning the living presence of Christ is the same today. As a matter of fact, while I speak to you, it is Him that I feel, sense His presence, the Spirit of God, as we embark on what I am eager to share, and that is,